Sumini, songs about Negroes, and why can't they find real jobs? Negroes are lazy, father lots of children, and Negroes have no self-control. The porch monkeys jump up and impregnate white girls. The fat cunts take loads of jigaboo seed. You've got an STD, the Negro's infection, and it burns like a bitch when you pee. Mm-hmm.
Freaks, it's Monday, June 28th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, bestiality times three, plus sumo bitch will cut you with Smirnoff ice, and a 13-year-old face on pony porn. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Today my guests are here to confront loved ones that they say have done them wrong. They want the world to know, honey, you gave me the human boboli virus and all I want to do now is prostitute my body and eat corn. Oh, Ricky Lake, where have you gone? We need you now more than ever. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, kicking off a brand new week of programs. Talk shows were so great in the 90s. Honey, you're too fat to be a drag queen. Now the best we've got is Maury. That stings a little. I think it was about a year ago when we discovered the very specific fetish of deaf wannabes. These are not deaf people. I can't stress that enough. These are people who want to be deaf. And in many instances, they do succeed in fucking up their eardrums or, you know, blowing them out. Or I don't know. Their goal is to become deaf. Some people. Some of the extreme cases. Some of these people are just happy, you know, sauntering through life wearing a hearing aid that they don't really need. They find hearing aids sexy. Or they just like the idea of not having to respond to people should they not want to. My hearing aid not working. You know, that would be kind of great, actually. I have to say, that's one of the perks of being a deaf wannabe. You have full access to hearing, right? You're able to hear, but people think that you can't. Life must be so easy for these people. They just choose what they want to hear. It's wonderful. But there's a whole Yahoo group dedicated to deaf wannabes, and most of the posts involve people asking about how to make themselves deaf. You'd think that would be easy, but it's harder than it looks. Or sounds. My impression of a deaf person. So I have some posts that I want to read to you from the Deaf Wannabe group. Now, a lot of these threads start out with the words, help, exclamation mark, or holy mother of fuck, what have I done? All right, so here we go. The first one is entitled help. I should mention also that it's signed scared. That's the person who wrote the message. All right, so I have super glue in my left ear. That sounds like a problem. Every time I burp or something, it comes loose, and I have to use a Q-tip to adjust it. I was reading where some drunk guy put super glue in a guy's ear, and he woke up with a sharp pain. I've never felt any sharp pain. I think I did it wrong. So you're looking for the sharp pain? I can't pull the super glue out because I don't know what it'll do. I know it's gonna hurt like hell, and I'm scared it might pull out the bones connected to the eardrum. This is the type of shit these deaf wannabes have to worry about. I don't know what'll happen. So I'm not sure if the idea for pouring super glue in your ear is just to temporarily make yourself deaf, right? Or if this is a way that they say you can be permanently deaf. Because if you get super glue down in there far enough, I don't think you'll be able to get it out, right? So I don't know. So I need to know how to get rid of this glue in my ear and try again. I love that this person's philosophy in life is, if at first I don't fuck up my ear, try again. All right, did I put the glue in wrong? Please help. Scared. Today, all of my guests injected 120 cc's of their own feces into their eardrums just to make themselves deaf! As I understand it, that's the preferred method if you'd like to amputate your leg at the kneecap. Just squirt that liquid shit in your knee.
I've injected my knee with my feces, 120 cc's under my kneecap, just liquefy it and pump it in.
I'm interested in his liquefaction technique. Is it just, I'm thinking microwave probably, right? Gross. By the way, if you're concerned with the guy who has super glue stuck in his ear, he did get some advice to use like glue remover, like a couple drops of that on a Q-tip. Supposedly that loosens it up. Although I do have a bit of a warning from someone who has tried the super glue method. I would be careful with the gluing. All right. The first sane thing I have read on this message board. The first time I did it, it was excruciating, writhing on the floor pain for about 4 hours, and truly caused deafness. Well, mission accomplished. Ding. I believe it seeped through the eardrum where I had ruptured it before. It eventually came loose. I re-glued. Idiot. But there was a little pain the next time. Infections ensued. Pus and blood drained constantly. Finally, I went to the doctor to have it cleaned up and ended out in surgery. I wonder if the doctor was like, how did you get super glue in your ear? They were unable to remove it, but stop the infections. Infections came and went, causing me to go to the ENT every few weeks, especially as the glue separated from the sides of the ear canal and constantly rubbed and catched water. Catched. It's 3 or 4 years later, and it is still stuck in both ears, though I don't know how much it even deafens me. Every time I go to a new doctor, I have to tell the dreaded story. Think twice, my friends. I recommend electric air horns. It's like one horrible idea after another with these people. On the subject of air horns, someone wrote in, if I blow air horns into my ear before I go in for the appointment, will it show on the OAE, do you think, hearing loss or deafness? I guess this person is going to go to the doctor to get, like, to see if he needs a hearing aid, and he wants it to show up that he's deaf. I don't know. Maybe if I use 2 or 3 cans. Jesus. Getting the CI is so important to me. I'm guessing CI is like a hearing aid, because someone replied, that's how I got my first pair of hearing aids, all with one can. Show off. Short bursts seem to do more, but I mixed in some long ones too. I did it for several days, and then a whole can before going in for the test. What is wrong with these people? Buy a fucking hearing aid off of eBay and be done with it. Let's move on, please God. All right, I got a couple clips to share with you today. Just 2, but they're good ones. You know, for a while, we were going through a zombie craze, right? There were a lot of zombie movies coming out. We seem to have moved on to, like, vampires and werewolves and shit like that. But I did find a zombie porno. Take a listen. What's going on here, a normal guy, normal-ish, is having sex with a zombie girl. I love the background music.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
All right, so you hear the zombie girl. Even in her zombie state, she's enjoying sex, right? But you've got to be careful when you're fucking a zombie. Here's what happens. All right, first of all, if you're going to fuck a zombie, don't let her give you a blowjob. That's a horrible idea. And I know how much you like to blow your wad in bitches' faces, but you can't do that when you're fucking a zombie. It's too risky, too dangerous. Now, what I love here is at the very end... Right, he's blowing his wad in her face, and you can hear flies. And then she goes in for the kill. Yes, she's biting off his cock. The special effects are fantastic. The bloody stump and shit is just oozing out like blood and stuff. Ugh. Very gushy. There you go, zombie porn. Who the fuck is into that? It's not quite as weird as the deaf wannabes, but it's a close second. The second clip I wanted to share with you is a classique porno with classically bad acting. The scene has been chopped up, just leaving the best audio clips. Now, as for premise, I guess they're just two country bumpkins having sex.
Dang, I've been sitting on her for 2 hours now. Jesse said he's coming. I'm getting hot waiting for him. He's probably out fucking his sheeps again.
But now, what does that say about her, alright? He told her, you know, wait in the barn, or whatever, because I'm going to be home.
Man, I've been sitting on her for 2 hours now. Jesse said he's coming.
See? So Jesse said he's coming, but he'd rather be fucking a goat or whatever, a sheep?
I'm getting hot waiting for him. He's probably out fucking his sheeps again. Gee, I wish this was Jesse's cock. I wish this was Jesse's...
Yeah, she's got, like, a bottle of whiskey or something.
Gee, I wish this was Jesse's cock. Well, you're smaller than Jesse, but you sure are hard.
Why are you talking to the whiskey bottle? Oh, the bottle is pretty much empty. That's probably why.
Looks like she's been...
A little loosey-goosey.
Looks like she's been fucking. God damn, it's all juicy and everything.
Yes, that's Jesse making his appearance after the bitch passed out from fucking herself with a whiskey bottle.
Looks like she's been fucking. God damn, it's all juicy and everything.
Jesse, you been out fucking the sheeps?
No, you know I've never done that.
Oh.
That's just an old cowboy tale.
Oh, I see. Jesse, you smell your dick.
What?
Yeah, she wants to smell his dick to make sure that he wasn't fucking sheep.
Smell my dick. What? Smell my dick. What? Smell my dick.
I know you've been fucking the sheep.
You're crazy. I don't fuck sheep.
Let me smell it.
Oh, it really smells good, Jesse.
Oh, it's better than riding my horse.
So, she says that his cock smells good. What does that mean? Do you think that means that he was fucking the sheep?
Oh, it really smells good, Jesse.
Sheep shit. Delicious.
Oh, it's better than riding my horse.
Turn around, I'm gonna fuck you sheep style.
Ram it in, Ranra.
What?
Ram it in, Ranra.
Okay, you get the idea. Now, before we get into the news, I wanted to mention something we're trying to do, specifically Joe and I. On a recent Sideshow exclusive program, we started talking about Tonetta, right? And I got the brilliant idea that Joe should do a Tonetta-like video. And if you've seen Tonetta on YouTube, he usually comes out pretty much naked, except for like a thong or something. Or he's wearing a little skirt and no shirt. Sometimes you see his face, sometimes he's wearing a mask. I thought it would be great to have Joe make a Tonetta video. Get Joe to dress up in a thong or skirt and maybe that rejuvenique mask that I've been talking about on the program. And we'll give him the lyrics to one of Tonetta's songs, maybe Big Big Fat Ass. And I'll record him doing his best Tonetta impression. Joe was not initially down with that idea. I don't know why. Actually, here's a little bit from the Sideshow exclusive program so you can hear what I'm talking about.
And here's my final Uber thought.
What was that?
I said this is why you shouldn't do crystal meth.
Absolutely.
Hang me high and let me die. Thanks to that big butt in the sky.
You get the idea. So that's Tonetta's version.
His version is very sort of Beach Boys almost.
Really? You think Beach Boys, that's one of his influences?
I would hear a little Beach Boys.
Yeah, it's a little Brian Wilson is how...
Maybe.
Yeah. So there you go. That's Joe doing Big Fat... you know what would be great is if we could do a video cast. We'll get you in the same outfit.
No.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Nuh-uh. I'm not going to wear some girl's bikini bottoms. Tied to the side.
I like.
Yeah. He's got a little pink polka dot bikini on him and a choker. He accessorized his bikini bottoms a choker.
Hey, let's talk money here. How much would I have to pay you or my Sideshow members have to pay you in order to get you in that outfit and lip sync to Tonetta's big fat ass.
How much?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'd have to say...
Let's be realistic here.
$1,000.
$1,000? You're crazy.
$250 if I don't have to show my face.
All right, maybe we... Oh, well, you know, Tonetta, the great thing that Tonetta does in a lot of the videos is... here, watch this. This is another video called Small Cock, Big Heart.
I have that outfit. That's the rejuvenate mask.
Could we do something like that?
I would,
$100?
You're... Okay.
All right, so basically, here's what we've decided on. Joe would be willing to show his face, although I think the rejuvenate mask would be better, for $250, right? And, well, he's planning a trip to California, right? And that's why he needs money, right? So here's what we're going to do. If anyone would like to donate, right, just PayPal me, show@distortedview.com. That's my normal email address. That's my PayPal address. Just click send money to show@distortedview.com. And if we make enough, Joe will do this video and I'll post it for everyone. All right, so that's the deal. Now, if you do want to donate the full $250, I would be more than happy to give you a lifetime membership as well to the Sideshow, which is normally $200, and you'd be helping out in making Joe do a recoculous video for our amusement. I think that's a great idea. So if you want to participate in that, again, show@distortedview.com. That's my PayPal address. You can always email me if you have any questions. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Speaking of the Sideshow, it is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I still have lifetime memberships available. They're back up on the website, so if you would like to sign up for a lifetime, $200. Better yet, if you, go for the $250, Joey will make that video for us. I think you should really go that route. This past weekend, I did a bonus episode of DV. Corey was back with Butt Fudge Sunday. He just emailed me and said in the next couple weeks there are going to be some amazing new Butt Fudge Sundays with new mashups and stuff like that. So be on the lookout. Great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. I'm going to try to get Joey back in here so we can discuss what's going on with the Tonetta thing. So sign up right now. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this story was sent in by DV listener Brad, who said he would stab me if I did not use this on the show. Luckily, it's a great story. I have absolutely no problem reading this. This one comes from or near Atlanta, Georgia. After he... By the way, the headline to this story is probably one of the best I've read in a while. Here's the headline. Cops. Owner had to peel man charged with bestiality off of horse. Guy really, really wanted to fuck a horse. All right, after he was told to quit molesting a horse... Hey, you, sir. Stop molesting that pony. A 37-year-old Covington man jumped on a second and then third animal... I realize how annoying it is to be interrupted when you're, jerking off. Like, maybe, you're whacking it, and then the UPS man is at the door, and he's got a package for you to sign, you're like, ah! Like, we've all been there, but come on. These are cops telling you to take your dick out of the animal. And how convenient was it that there were two other animals just watching this go down, you know what I mean? Like, maybe there was a rabbit. It's like a fucking Disney movie. And a skunk just watching this guy molest a horse. The cops say, hey, get off of him! And then he immediately mounts the skunk. I'm Flower. You're about to be deflowered. Brian Christopher Jordan, who was wearing only pajama bottoms, was arrested. Good look. Was arrested Tuesday and charged with bestiality after Covington police arrived at the home on Lunsford Circle. That sounds like a very, ritzy, wealthy neighborhood, Lunsford Circle. At about 9 a.m. Tuesday, a neighbor witnessed Jordan having sex with a horse and alerted her husband to what she saw, said Lieutenant Wendell Wagstaff. The neighbors were afraid to call 911 at first because they thought dispatchers might think it was a joke. When you see something like that, you do a double take, Wagstaff said. The neighbors also alerted the owners of the horses, who told Jordan to get off one of the animals. He got off that horse, but then got on another. Well, that's because the owner wasn't clear. The owner just said, get off that particular horse. You should have said, please stop fucking all of my animals. All right, yes, he got off that horse, but then got on another. Then Jordan apparently did it again. The owner told Jordan to get off horse number two, and Jordan did, but then got on a third horse. He literally had to go down and peel him off of the third horse. Jordan was charged with bestiality, a felony in Georgia, and with giving an officer a false name. My name is Master Stucky. Master Stucky. We're going to go with that. What? All right. If convicted on bestiality charges, Jordan could serve up to 5 years in prison. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. More bestiality. I'm interested. A Salt Lake City woman has been charged with felonies and is accused of digitally pasting the head of a 13-year-old girl onto flyers depicting bestiality and then distributing those flyers at the girl's high school. This is the dark side of scrapbooking. You get these bitches that are crafty. It's dangerous. All right, court charges say the 37-year-old woman sought to retaliate against the girl for perceived wrongs. On May 25th, a custodian at Northwest Middle School found flyers in a girl's restroom. The flyers showed a naked female in a sex act with a dog, and someone had altered the picture of the female to include the head of the 13-year-old. The flyer also called the girls names. I mean, after you depict the teenager getting nailed by a fucking Doberman, calling her names isn't going to affect her. She's going to be really stuck on that image, I think. Oh, maybe they're saying that in the poster they were calling out her real name. The flyer also called the girl's name. I don't know what the hell this means. Police said in court documents they reviewed a surveillance video and saw the defendant enter the restroom, incriminating. The woman later admitted to police that she made the flyers. The woman is charged with 18 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Each count is a second-degree felony, punishable by 1 to 15 years in prison, and could force the woman to register as a sex offender. That seems a bit excessive. Why don't they try to get this woman on charges of owning bestiality porn? That's illegal, right? All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from the Washington, D.C. area. Police say a woman in a sumo suit attacked her ex with Smirnoff Ice. All for flirting. Classy. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, especially if that woman is suited up in a bulky sumo wrestling costume and armed with a glass bottle. And she just spotted her ex-lover trying to chat up a man dressed as a giant candy bar. What the fuck is going on in Washington? One woman learned that lesson the hard way when she was bludgeoned by her jilted Irish girlfriend with a Smirnoff Ice bottle and jostled her with a sumo wrestling suit for flirting with a man dressed as a Snickers bar. A Dublin court convicted Sandra Talbot, 38, of assault in connection with a surreal melee that left her former lover, Adrian Martin, with a large bump on the side of her head. Wait a second. Let me explain what's going on here because it's kind of hard. So apparently, this woman is a lesbian, right? She used to be dating this Adrian chick. Now Adrian was chatting up a dude dressed as a candy bar, and that's why Sandra Talbot started a fight with Adrian, and that's why she was left with a large bump on the side of her head. The incident began when Talbot literally bumped into Martin with her with the inflatable girth of her sumo suit during a 2008 Halloween party. It all went down at one of Dublin City's best-known gay bars. The former couple, who had broken up following a tumultuous 3-year relationship, exchanged a few angry words. Talbot flew into a fit of rage when Martin began waving at a man dressed as a Snickers bar, eventually striking her on the side of her head with a Smirnoff Ice bottle. Pub workers tried to escort Talbot out of the bar, but first she had to partially deflate her bulky costume so she could fit out the door. The court was fined $490 for the assault, which Martin said has left her suffering panic attacks. For her part, Talbot says that she wants to move on with her life and concentrate on fulfilling her career dream of becoming a tattoo artist. She denied the allegations and claimed her ex had ruined her life. Apparently, the story comes from Ireland, not Washington, D.C. I was close, right? A couple thousand miles off. I don't really worry about facts. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I'm very excited to check in with my freaky deekies and see how their week is starting off.
Hey, Timothy James Henson, this is the Pascal long-legged Puerto Rican here, Colin.
Oh,
and I've got a bizarre sex term. Oh, wait a minute.
Right.
For the bizarre sex term.
I haven't played that in 5 years. It's okay. Move on.
Okay, so bizarre sex term is the knee biter. And what you do? You're fucking somebody.
Okay.
Strap on or with this cock. from behind, and they're like standing up and bent over, and you basically just press them against the wall and just bash their knees into their face, forcing them to bite their own knees. So there you have it. Knee biter. Enjoy that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, freaks. Naughty Nipples here. I'm listening to 2008 shows, working my way through, about halfway through. And you just featured this dude that was milking his rosebud. It popped out when he pushed it out. Yeah. Cheryl sent you the video, of course. And he was using a penis pump on his rosebud. It was all squishy and gross. And you're like completely grossed out by it. It was classic. Thanks, Timmy. And then I agree with that other caller. Your the show that you did after LGBT Pride Weekend on that Monday was fucking out of sight. Your energy was through the roof. Ooh. It was great. You always keep the show fresh and fantastic. Thanks a lot, Timmy.
Proud
sideshow member.
Thank you very much. Oh, the sideshow member.
You good, Tim? It's just the Fuzzy Man Peach calling from Washington.
Hello, Fuzzy Man Peach.
I'd like to thank you for getting Joe back on the show.
Yes.
Reading the Tenetta lyrics. That was me that called in and suggested it.
Oh, good. Awesome. Very good suggestion. We're going to get a lot of mileage out of this if we can get this video made.
Try to think of maybe some more ideas for
sure.
him to read.
I hate thinking of ideas. Do my show for me, please.
Really. But yeah, fucking entertaining stuff.
Yeah, very good. I agree.
Hey, Thunder Sean here. Mr. Wolfington's a bitch. Thank
you, goodbye. You are not Tone Deaf Sean. That is a lie.
Oh, fucking Tim, I love you.
Okay.
I just want you to fucking know that. And fucking I'm drunk. And also, do you listen to, like, any metal?
Right, not really.
Bye.
This isn't 1987.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's the Pumpkin Fucker Colin. Hey, I just had a quick question for you. You know, just a question to get to know.
My sister used to get, what was that magazine? Metal Edge, or I can't remember. She used to get all these, like, weird metal magazines and stuff.
You know, just a question to get.
Back during, you know, the hair band era.
Question to get to know you a little better.
Yes, what can I do for you?
What age do you start thinking that somebody's just too old, like an old person, that they should just kick the bucket? Like, what is your ultimate age that everybody should just die at? Just curious.
Yeah. What did we agree on? 55, was it? I think 55 was old to me.
Hey, Tim. This is Eric from Pittsburgh. Look, I'll be honest with you, man. I kind of called just so you could train wreck me. I don't know what it is, but
no,
I actually like the sound of that train wreck.
You don't get a train wreck. You can't ask for a train wreck. That's not how it works, you fool.
I don't know what she do with that chicken tetrazzini, but I love it. I love it.
It took me a long time to figure out that what she was saying is Paul. Because when she says it, it sounds like Pyle. I thought his name was Pyle for a long time.
Tim Henson.
Yes.
It's Boris, your furry listener from out California way.
Okay.
Listen, I just had my first day on the job as a storage assistant manager or some bullshit like that. So the guy training me, he is an honest-to-God window licker. Like, the entire time, he's showing me around the place, and he's like, oh, this is door C, and this is door C, and then if you go up here, it's C101, and the entire time, all I could think was green glass, brown glass, clear glass.
I saw glass. Slow,
but now I just can't believe I'm doing this shit job again. I need to get a sweet-ass job like you. Sweet, sweet rectum like you too.
Oh, well, thank
you. Know,
thank
the more fucked up things that come with this job, the more I'm going to be calling. So have a nice day.
All right.
Jagu
to you. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Tim, got a little story for you. So here in my town, we have something called the Benevolent Fund. It's one of those charity thrift stores.
Okay.
So I go in. First problem, it's all old people, specifically old women, all of which look like they should die soon.
Gross.
But I decided, okay, I can get over that, and I check out their music selection. I pick up a nice CD, a Foo Fighters disc.
Okay.
Pay 50 cents for it, get home. It's the wrong disc. Old people can't even do charity right. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Old people can't even do charity right. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on 48206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I'm getting hot waiting for him. He's probably out fucking his sheeps again.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now, and we will be back tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
On the Lord of Hibbelatnik, on the Lord of Hibbelatnik, on the Rickety Glow while living number one Nickelodeon.